This is the introduction to the 86400 Guru Podcast. The 86400 Guru Time Management Method is about developing and owning, really owning and improving your own time management discipline. You start off with the basics and you can get these things from all kinds of sources. You can go to the library and get old books, you can get old day planners, you can do things like using Google Calendar, etc. But you basically start off with things that are low cost, things that you have, and that you start developing your time management discipline. Your method for setting goals, developing SMART objectives, breaking down projects into chunkable action plans with atomic tasks, and then planning those tasks into 30 minute time blocks becomes your life. It becomes your day, and it becomes your life. You can and should experiment with lots of different methods, although you should basically start with a framework that you can use and then use it. It's important to use it for at least 30 days in succession before you really start tinkering with it a great deal. But you should basically keep moving forward with your time management discipline. The important thing, first of all, to work on is to work on this discipline. Without discipline, you're just sort of on vacation all the time, and you succumb to kind of lazy thinking. And that's okay. You can be on vacation, and you should enjoy vacations. You should enjoy just blowing the whole day, perhaps. But when you get serious about time management discipline, then you want to work steadily with intention to improve that discipline. Discipline equals freedom. Freedom's not something that is free, it's rather something that you build every second, every day. You build your freedom. You have to get out of any kind of victim mindset or anything like that, and you have to own these seconds and then make the best of them as they come at you. You're free to develop your own discipline, of course, but you can start by taking the best ideas that people already are using and make those work for you, and then keep working. Most of the time, it's not that the idea is bad, it's that people give up on the idea before making it a habit, making it a discipline. So you will want to develop your discipline, because if you don't do that, and this is why most people need jobs, because they can't develop their own time management discipline, they need somebody else to provide that discipline for them. So if you want to own your own time, you need to work on the discipline. If you don't want to do that, then you need to get a job, have somebody else manage your time, and just go through life basically doing what somebody else is ordering you to do. If you want to own your own time, you have to work on the discipline of it. This starts with things like written goals. You probably should have a multitude of different ventures, projects, activities that you're working on. If you're an entrepreneur, you may have 25 ideas in the hopper, and 5 of those ideas are active current things. Now, the thing is, if you're an entrepreneur, you may need cash flow. So you may need to have a job that pays you cash, maybe picks up your health care. So the important thing to remember is that if you want to be successful, you really need to have four or five things that you're working on, and that may translate because you need a job to cover the income. It may be six or seven things. So those things might be a throwaway job that's not going to get in the way of your ventures, your investments that you track and follow in ways that you save money, the ideas that you're working on, and you're probably going to have different ones that you're working on. The important thing to do here is to diversify because you can't necessarily know what's going to provide the best opportunity until that opportunity comes at you. That opportunity may come from that job that you're working at. Somebody may notice that you have leadership qualities, everything else like that, and you may get an opportunity that's really a little too good to turn down. And it may come from these different other activities, and it may come from your investment portfolio. Your investments may do wildly better than you anticipate. You might be able to retire when you're 50 years old or less because of those investments. But the important thing is that you need to have a list of things that you're working on. And you may need to have, again, a bigger list of ideas that are in the hopper, ideas that you kind of play around with, sketch, etc. There's some things that you don't need to have. You don't need to have a boat. You don't need to have hobbies. You can. You're free to have a boat and you're free to have hobbies. You don't need to watch sports. You can, but you don't need that. It's important to understand what kinds of things that you need and what kinds of things that you just do because you want to feel a little comfortable. You want a distraction from how pathetic your day is. Well, instead of a distraction, try working on your time management discipline. Start working with things like SMART objectives. Of course, that means things that are specific, where you've actually spelled out so that you can draw a really good, clear picture of what that goal is, what that objective is. It should be measurable and it should matter. Of course, you should be able to quantify it, but this goal also should provide a foundation for something else, so it should matter. Now, the A basically comes down to making things that are aggressive and yet achievable. And this is a real art form. Because you want to have things that push you, but you also want to have goals that you achieve. It always feels better if, say, for instance, the goal was 100 push-ups, if you can do 105. Sort of ridiculous if you can do 105 push-ups to have a goal of 500 push-ups or 250. You're just going to disappoint yourself. Now, that goal should stretch you, but it shouldn't overwhelm you. And that's a little bit of an art form, and it takes some practice. The R basically gets into things that are relevant and realistic. Do they kind of make sense in the bigger picture of things? Are they going to matter now within this time constraint, which is going to be the next thing of our time being time bound? Are these things relevant now? Relevance is something that you have to look at because you only have so many hours in a day, so many seconds in an hour, etc. You have to be working on what is most relevant. So this is another aspect of SMART objectives, and this R being a bit of an art. It takes practice. You won't get your SMART objectives right on the first or fourth or tenth time. You do SMART objectives and you keep working on the discipline so that you get better at these things. Of course, time bound matters, but we also want to tie these times to something that matters. In other words, we want to think in terms of something like the 4th of July, or Labor Day, or Thanksgiving, New Year's Day, etc. Because when we have these time goals, we may have other people that are included in them, and we want to remember that we wanted to have that done by Thanksgiving. You want to tie your time to other people's calendar. Now, finally, the thing that we look at are the 30-minute time blocks that we block our day into. And 15 hours in a day gives us 30 of these 30-minute time blocks. Now, some of these time blocks may stretch. We may have a time block that actually stretches into 6 or 7 time windows. But we think in terms of this 30-minute time block. And when we think about those 30 minutes, we also think about 25 minutes of doing something, focusing on it, just doing that particular thing, regardless of how much you might hate the activity, just do it for 25 minutes. And then we give ourselves a break. We get up and do exercises. Maybe we take a break by doing some house cleaning. Maybe we take a break by going out in the yard and doing some landscaping. Maybe we do some other chores with regard to our 5S activities, where we sort and straighten things. But those 30-minute time blocks are broken down into a 25-minute tabata for focusing on that task, a 4-minute high-intensity exercise workout or cleaning ritual or something else to just to quick get something done. And then we also use 30-second breaks between the tabatas and between the Pomodoros to basically give us time to refocus, regroup, get resituated, everything else. But again, we have a day of 15 hours with 30-minute time windows. And depending on what kind of sleep schedule you're on or whatever your other responsibilities might be through the night and so on, some of those time windows may end up being taken up with things like naps. Like you may take a 30-minute power nap. But the important thing is to block your day. Don't just start off with the entire day, because then you end up wasting it. Block it and think about that schedule and think in terms of 30-minute time blocks. And you can stitch a couple of these together, or you can stitch 4 of them together if you want. But remember, it's probably best on a lot of things to really stay focused and fresh for 25 minutes and go at it, and go at it hard. Do some exercises and sit down and go at it hard again. So that's why we stick with a 30-minute time block. There's nothing magic about that. You may find for your life and your way of thinking about things that 20 minutes works better. You may find that an hour works better. You may work better with having an indefinite sort of, flexible time, but you have to have a way of blocking your day. Now, the thing that you're going to find is there are a lot of time management habits, methods, agendas, everything else out there that already make a lot of sense. The getting things done methods, for example, will make a lot of sense. The methods of organizing your folders, organizing like a little walking folder, all those sort of things are absolutely fantastic things for getting some structure to your life or what have you. And you should basically go out there and experiment with different things, try different things, look at life hacks, look at different things to basically incorporate the best ideas that make sense. But again, remember, discipline, discipline, discipline. Work on the discipline of owning this stuff, internalizing it. And then once you have something that is working, you can add things that might help it to work better. And you should be continually freshening things up, varying things. One of the things, for example, in terms of the variations, are don't sit, stand, get up, go for walks, use a smartphone as your control device. Change up your schedule. Don't sit in your Aeron chair and stare at your computer screens for 15 hours a day. Another thing that basically helps to change it up are these 4-minute Tabatas. You may want to look at different workouts. You may want to look at different flexibility things. You may have certain injuries that you need to rehab. Now, the big thing that you really want to do is figure out ways to stress test your discipline. One of the best ways to do this is something like fasting. So it's not really an argument for fasting, but what it is it's a way to think about what fasting does, because when you fast, then this has implications for your mental clarity and things that go into how effective you are using that day. So stress testing your time management with something like fasting can really give you insights on different things that you should be aware of for improving, or opportunities for investigating improvements, or things that basically help you. Like, again, like in fasting, one of the things is appetite control and controlling your desires, etc. There are different things that introducing these stress tests into your time management discipline will help you improve it. But the important thing is to own and make your discipline your own life. And you have to do this with repetition. You have to own it, and you have to critique your ownership, and you have to basically give yourself a serious evaluation of how your day went and how tomorrow is going to be better. And you just have to own your discipline. So when you own your discipline, then you can get to this point of owning every second. Now, generally speaking, an idea or a thought or something like that might take 6 or 7 seconds, or at minimum, maybe 30, etc. So we don't think in terms of breaking things down into every second. But as we own that discipline, there are things that become more reflexive and we do without thinking. So even if we weren't thinking, it's just like driving a car. Even if we aren't thinking about something, we can tap the brake with our foot when we see what might be a little girl running across the road. The stuff has to become involuntary and reflexive. So that's why the process of becoming your own guru comes down to you owning the discipline and owning the improvement of the discipline and continually, repetitively working on this discipline until it becomes involuntary. So that's really the introduction to 86400 Guru. We will follow this up with more podcasts in the future. Anyway, thanks so much for listening. We will talk to you later.